Fabrication Nation, the outlaw station made for you, the fabricators, the metal workers, the people out there using our products. We love you. We're here at Fab Tech Expo broadcasting live all week long. And I've got somebody with me, a special guest now. It is Carly. And Carly, I love your sauce.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, so tell me about it. It's KB. Tell us who you work for, who you are, and who you're with, and what you guys are doing out here at FabTech.
Yeah. So I'm Carly. I'm with Ken Bergman and Associates, KBA Saws. We are a family company. My grandpa started it.
Really?
Yep, in the 70s, and so they've been selling cold saws for 48 years.
Wow.
And now my dad runs it, and I'm the third generation.
That's so awesome. So where are you guys based out of?
We're based out of Chicago.
Chicago, the Windy City. Nice.
Yes.
Yep. Maybe we'll be back there soon for another Fab Tech, hopefully. So,
Every other
cool
year.
Maybe it'd be cool to come out and see you. I bet y'all have a cool facility, don't you? Where y'all make these things?
Yes. We have a warehouse and everything. We import them from Germany and Australia, so we hold them here. And we're the U.S. distributor.
Wow. So. That's cool. We'll have to check it out. So, you guys are here at Fab Tech Expo in Orlando. You've set up. What do you think so far? Pretty good show. I mean, there's a lot of machines, a lot of people here, staying busy. What did you guys bring to the show? What are some of your featured products?
So we have our aluminum and metal cutting saws. So we also have some deburring equipment. So if you already have a saw, we also have
accessories,
finishing products for tubing and all different kinds of cutting. Like we have saw blades. Deburring, resharpening,
just about anything
you need.
That's very cool. So your grandfather started this company, and then your dad took it over. I can see you taking it over one day. Is that where this is going? I can bet that's what's going to happen.
I think so. As far as right now, we'll see.
What inspired your grandpa to do it back in the 70s?
So he was a tool and die maker, and so he traveled all over the U.S. He was in Arizona for a while, New Hampshire, and then when he moved back to Chicago, he was approached by Haberle, who's like the main machine that we produce. And then they asked him if he wanted to be the U.S. distributor.
And that's where it all started there.
Wow. And he started it out of his garage, and then it just got bigger and bigger
Now, it'd give me chill bumps. It's a because I love the whole family idea in the family business. My dad was a maintenance foreman for 47 years in a paper mill. He was a worker, and I just think it's so quintessential for us to train the next generation with these skill sets. You know what I mean? And to be able to learn the trades, because it's so much more important than shooting a basketball or something like that. I think we should give how they have signing days. People come into high school. We should do that for fabricators. Welders, for saw people that use these machines, because I think it's so important to truly, to rebuild this country. We're going to have to keep rebuilding it. Stuff wears out. So So I think that's very cool that now you're coming into it. Now, how many Fab Techs you been to?
I have been to, I think about eight. I've been working there for 8 years.
Wow. Now, how did you get into it? Did you honestly have a love for it, or were you just around it and then you just kind of slid into the position? Or was this something that you were like, no, I am down. I love this,
Yeah, so we've always kind of helped out with everything we could. Whole family kind of had
it. That's the way a family business is. We need all hands on deck sometimes.
Exactly. So I kind of started, and then I've always just kind of helped out. And I graduated from college. I was going into my career, and I kind of just didn't get into a master's program right away.
Right.
And then I, was like, I could see myself working here, and it kind of just felt right, because we've been around it for so long. Right. So it felt right to kind of stick with the
family. I'm sure that makes your dad real happy and your grandpa really happy, because I know I got kids of my own. I'm just saying, I don't know. Radio's a glamorous way to starve to death. I may want my kids going in a different direction, but they need to learn fabricating. But you guys, I think that's just so, so cool that you guys are a family business, your grandfather, your father, and now you. Where'd you go to college at? If she's curious.
Northern Illinois.
Northern Illinois. Yeah. All right. The Huskies, right?
Yeah. They just beat...
Who was that? Yes, they just won a big game the other day.
Notre Dame. Yes. Yeah, they just beat Notre Dame. Yeah, yes. So that's kind of exciting.
And the quarterback for Notre Dame actually is from our hometown. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? So, small world. But the Huskies.
Huskies.
Nice. So, I appreciate you coming by and talking about what you guys got going on. Well, if they want to look at your saws, I know obviously you're here at Fab Tech this weekend. If they're coming out to Fab Tech, you've got your booth here set up. Your booth number?
It's like
SS177.
In the South Building, yeah.
Yeah, it's like forever.
Over by the food court.
I tell you what, listen for the radio, come by here, and I'll point you in the direction, or just look for the food, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, maybe they're not here. Maybe they want to find you online. Maybe they want to go look and see what you have, some of the products, the awesome saws that you guys have. Where can they find you online?
Yep, you can find us at HaberlyUSA.com or BroboUSA.com.
Nice, nice. Very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming by and hanging out with us. Yeah, we'll have to check you out. Stick around. We got some great music coming up. It is truly a gumbo of the world's finest rock right here on Fabrication Nation.